Business Rock Hill, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation.
This week on Business Rock Hill, even when you've been in business for 150 years, you're not immune to the struggle that is finding people to work. So how does such a company handle this? Well, Atlas Copco is a global organization that has some 49,000 employees, with about 1,000 of them between Charlotte and right here in Rock Hill. This is President of Atlas Copco, Robert Eshelman.
I mean, we definitely do have that challenge. I mean, I think we've been very fortunate. We've been able to, for the most part, get the people that we need. We have a great team here in Rock Hill and really across the U.S. But, okay, we have almost 400 service technicians. So air compressors are normally fixed on site. So we go to the plants, we go to where they are, and we do the service, the maintenance, and the overhauls on site.
And along with finding people to fill positions, there's the supply chain crisis to consider.
I mean, I think the transport, definitely, we had those problems early on, and shipping took much longer, and the containers weren't in the right place, and things would sit. We had stuff that would sit for 8 weeks, like in the Port of Charleston or the Port of Savannah, where we get most of our stuff, but that's gotten much better. I think the main thing now are just the different components that we need, like electrical components. Still a big shortage.
Mr. Eshelman also adds that the struggles are industry-wide and that Atlas Copco isn't doing any worse or better than their competition. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill, every Wednesday on WRHI, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, celebrating progress through vision.